Set a goal. Divine order. Set a goal. Divine order. What a great goal to establish for myself. A goal of divine order. A goal of thinking in the area of divine order. Now, I'm not disincluding my human self. That is what area I'm working in right now. But I am choosing divine order in my human activities. I'm choosing divine order in all of my human ways. I'm a human being here on earth, and I am a divine human being. I'm a divine human being working here on earth on every single thing I could ever desire, everything I could ever enjoy, everything I could ever look forward to, because I am a divine human being. Now, as I am a divine human being, I am choosing to include all of my humanness in my divine order. I choose to have all of my humanness in divine order right now. I choose to have my perfect body in divine order, peace and health and right action and balance and oneness and gentleness and caring, all of these things. I choose to experience them in divine order right now, because that's really all that matters to me. Now, how do I go about establishing divine order in my human life, in my human world? How do I go about establishing divine order as my goal in my human life, where I choose to include it all? Include everything in my human life in divine order. Well, in truth, you can't do it, because the allness is just so grand, so great, so wonderful, so fantastic, that it is everything, and we cannot even conceive of everything. We cannot even conceive of how these things could possibly be. So we put it into motion, and we let it come forth as a reality for our life. So, I choose to include it all, and my word of choosing to include it all includes it. I don't have to do anything else. To establish my goal, I repeat it. All is in divine order. I repeat it. Everything in my life is in divine order. I repeat it. I live in divine order. I repeat it. I repeat it. I repeat it. No. My repeating it is not going to make it happen. And it's not going to make it more powerful. It's not going to make it more wonderful. It's just going to have it be my only thought in my mind. It's going to be my only attitude in my consciousness. It's going to be the only thing that I am looking at about, for, around, and in. It's the only thing that is important to me. And that's why I repeat it. Now, you see, affirmations, you can't see the benefit of them too readily, too quickly, but the affirmations are there. Now, what are the affirmations? What are the affirmations that are there? What are the affirmations that talk to you and say to you that there are things that have to be done? What are the affirmations? Well, the affirmation is simple, conclusive, and total affirmations. Affirmations that say, I am divine order. Affirmations that say, all is in divine order. Affirmations that say, everything in my world functions according to a specific, beautiful pattern that I may not be aware of. A specific, beautiful pattern that I may not be alert to. A specific, beautiful pattern that is beyond my word, beyond my understanding, beyond my experience at the moment. But nonetheless, it is there. And when I take the principle and I make the principle my commonality, my experience that I am into all the time, then that principle is what functions in my life and affairs. That principle is who I am. That principle is all that matters to me. Nothing else in the universe matters to me. I practice doing it for myself. I practice doing it every moment of my day. I practice doing it when I get up in the morning. I practice doing it at all times. I just live in that principle in all manners. I determine I am alert to the principle. I'm alert to the principle. Now, I have a gray cat here called Dr. Sam, Sammy. And he's a wonderful cat, a wonderful, wonderful cat. But as I was dreaming last night, I dreamt that Sammy was in the city with me, and we were in an apartment in the city, and I was looking out the window of the apartment, and I looked there, and who was there but Sammy? Sammy was in a tree, and the tree was an ordinary tree, quite a nice tree, and Sammy was laying out on the end of one of the branches, and he had his claws captured in around the branches, and he was laying there sound asleep. He was out there in the city, in this very busy, unusual place for him to be, in a world that he was not familiar with, but he was in control. He put himself on the end of this branch so that if anything were to come near him, if anything were to approach him, if anything were to be in his world, he would be alert by the movement of the branch and he'd be awakened. He would be totally in charge. Otherwise, he could sleep soundly and beautifully and perfectly and be totally happy. Now, can we do things like that? Can we put ourselves in a position where we are totally alert, totally aware of things that are around us, of our world, of this world that we create, and still allow ourselves to sleep soundly and well, to know in harmony and peace that we are sleeping soundly and well, and that all is good and beautiful? Yes, we can do that. And we do do that. We do that quite often. And we do it whenever we say all is in divine order. We do it whenever we say the world is peace. The world is joy. The world is harmony. Whenever we say life is great. Whenever we say I am divine human order. Yes. Now, truly, it might be nice to say I am divine, divine order. But what we can understand, a little bit at least, is that I am divine human order. And as I am divine human order, I am able to take charge of everything in my life. As I am divine human order, I am able to take charge of all of the experiences that come my way. Nothing makes me feel insecure. Nothing makes me feel uncertain. Nothing makes me wonder as to the outcome of the things that I'm working on. Because I've set a goal, and my goal is divine order. And divine order is so comprehensive, it is so complete, that all I do is just let go and let that comprehensive, complete divine order be me. And as that comprehensive divine order is me, I live a orderly, beautiful, happy, uplifting, fulfilling, a life that is just so remarkable that nothing can compare to it. I set my goal in divine order. I choose to include all of it, all divine order in every area. To establish my goal, I repeat it again and again so that in my consciousness, I am living in the aware understanding, in the aware competence of divine order. In my consciousness, I am living that divine order now. And I practice it, doing it for myself. And I say, if anything that comes in my life, all is in divine order. I say, any experience that happens in my world, all is in divine order. I say, anything that gets my attention, that demands my attention, good, bad, or indifferent, all is in divine order. I determine I am alert to everything, and I am in divine order under all circumstances. It's my choice, and it works for me, and I know it works for you too. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.